Hey there, Patriots! I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you are having a great day. We are going to hit it hard today. I have so much to show you. I can't even wait to get started. I wanted to see you to see some of our wonderful things that our President Trump has said. I want you to see also the creature from Jekyll Island, because this is very important that we get very well versed in what the Federal Reserve is. Anyway, I want to tell you about Elon, all this right after the break.
Go. Hey, everybody. Listen, I love Brighteon. Mike Adams, man, is a dang hero. This guy's taken so many years. He's fought so hard to get the truth out. And me and my brother?
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern-day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit Keys to Life.shop. Get your manhood back today.
Hey there, Patriots. If you're new here, this is the Freedom Force Battalion. All of my wonderful resources are on freedomforce.live. We've been researching how this is biblical for now 5 years, and this is the great day that we have been waiting for all our lives, just like it said on the intro. It is a very exciting days. We are being rescued. We are being ripped away from this criminal cabal, and this is what it takes. The exposure is what it takes for this to get done. So here is the channel, freedomforce.live. Check out all of the information over there, specifically my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. We're headed for wonderful, bright days, just like our president said, 10 beautiful cities and everyone making babies and just beautiful, bright days. And no more of this mayhem. No more of this. Yeah, this is the premise of the book is this is Armageddon. This is it. And we're going to not escape Earth. We're going to enter beautiful, bright days of health and wealth and peace. It says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. It says nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. How about that? It says we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. All that I talk about in books. I've got actually three books. all throughout the Bible that talks about this very thing. So let's talk about what is going on as far as this exposure, which is really what has to happen for us to enter the kingdom, for us to be able to cast out these evildoers. And I just wanted just to remind you, beware the Ides of March. Today is March 15th. And I just posted something. Don't forget to go on our social media right here on freedomforce.live. Go to the health page, I'm sorry, the social media page and link, and you'll see all the social media. Those are the real ones. Yes, my names are different on each one, but don't worry about that. These are the real Mallie here for all the social media, as well as the videos. Now, so what is going on with the Ides of March? posted one that he was a Caesar, he was a Roman emperor, now he's a salad. So beware the Ides of March. Thought that was cute. Anyway, the point is, these people, this is the end of it. This is the end of the, quote, the Roman Empire, the end of this criminal cabal running every little thing, big tech and big pharma and big everything. So anyway, what is going on here? Hunter Biden, the Treasury to give House oversight access to suspicious activity reports. They should have actually capitalized that, because that's actually a thing. Suspicious activity reports is something that the banks are required to keep a track of anytime they do something that's weird, some kind of strange activity, such as getting funds from a strange source, or sending funds to a strange source, or anything that looks like money laundering, anything that looks like, okay, why are these transactions the same amount and they're recurring, and that it look like they're trying to just transfer from one account to another, something like that. Anything like that that's suspicious, that they intended to destroy us, to maybe destroy some criminals, but also, just like if you try to go get money out of the bank, they're like, well, they have to ask you 50 questions about why you want your money, which is outrageous. They set it up for that, but they always figured that they would be able to get away scot-free. In my past life, before I was Melissa Redpill, I actually worked for a bank doing some selling their foreclosed assets after this, you know, the economy went belly up in 2008. And so we had to follow all these strict guidelines about OFAC and make sure Office of Foreign Assets. And so you had to make sure that, you know, where the money was coming from. They were doing that to burden us, and they figured they would always get away scot-free, right? But this is interesting, because now we have accessed those suspicious activity reports on them, on the Bidens. So very, very exciting that we're using the weapons that's really the whole point of that the hunt for Red October and the missile coming back and boomeranging on them. The whole point is, everything that they have set up to harm us is boomeranging on them. And so here's just one perfect example. Here's Comer as he's discussing it. So check this out.
Congressman, you're going to get your hands on these suspicious wire transfers from Yellen, but you're also making progress where else?
Well, we have bank records. We have bank records from one of the 13 banks in hand that were used by the Biden family members in these business schemes. So these bank records prove that the Bidens did receive money through a shell company from the Chinese Communist Party.
He's saying a business scheme, but in a minute he's going to say there's no business. It was just using it to get access, selling access to his political position.
So this is the first link. Hopefully within the next 48 hours, we'll have more bank records from another bank. And we're just going to keep following the money. We know from our sources that have come in, the whistleblowers, where the money trails are. And of course, the Democrats have denied it. The White House has denied it. There's no denying it now with the bank records. And now Treasury is forced to have to give us the suspicious activity reports, because they acted all along like there was nothing there. Well, I can assure you there's something there, and everyone knows it now.
From the bank records that you've seen so far, what can you tell us? What was the money for exactly?
That's a great question. And that would be a great question for the media to ask the Bidens. They got money from people directly linked with the Chinese Communist Party for what? You know, for years we've heard, well, it was because of a business deal. It was an energy deal. I don't see any energy deal here. All I see are transactions from China to an LLC, which was essentially a pass-through, and then deposits into the Biden account from that LLC. It doesn't show any business activity, and on where it says in the wire, for the purpose, it's left blank. So we don't know what that money was for, but I don't see any business activity here. It looks like it was influence peddling, and if so, that's illegal. That's called lobbying. You have to be a registered foreign agent, and you know, we don't see any evidence of that.
All right. Well, keep us posted on what you see from these bank records and these SARs. We're curious, unlike the rest of the media. Thank you very much.
Love it. I love Comer. He's doing an amazing, amazing job getting to the bottom of this. So our job is to share this out so that people see we have, it's not just conspiracy theorists. It's not just so what we're trying to accuse. We have, he actually has the bank records, and they're just going to get more, the mountain of evidence of there's no business. There's no underlying business that they were trying to do like a regular business like you or I would do, where you would either make a profit or lose or whatever. No, all it was he was selling his position, and you guys know that. But this is great. Comer's doing a great job. So the other thing I want you to hear about is what President Trump said about Putin. Now, this is an interesting little thing. I want you to hear what Putin has to say. And then I'm going to tell you what President Trump said about him. So check this out. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to read it to you because it's going to be in Russian. And I don't think most of you guys know Russian. Do we really want in our schools from the elementary grades that children were imposed, imposed perversions that lead to degradation? And sorry, he goes too fast. Let me try it again. And lead to degradation and extinction. Literally, think about it. The whole point of this transgender movement is to lead to extinction. That is not even, I'm not even playing. He's not using hyperbole or, just using words inaccurately. He is talking about that if you have this transgender movement where there's so much gender confusion, and couple that with the fact that our numbers have been decreasing that we haven't even been replacing our society with the numbers of babies being born, couple that with the with COVID and all the issues that people are having, it's just awful. I'm sure you guys have heard how many people are having miscarriages and the babies are not coming to full term. I mean, all of this is put together is absolutely horrifying, and it leads to extinction. I don't have to be a biologist to know that girls with girls don't make babies. Boys with boys don't make babies. I mean, that is simple, biology. And so this is what it's about, is extinction. You know, they figured out that they were not able, as Bill Gates said, they were not able to reduce the population through their vaccines. And even the COVID has been a limited success to depopulate the world. But so they said, okay, well, what we'll do is we will promote this transgender ideology. And so I just hope and pray, and let's just continue to pray and share this information and say, look, you're being played, you're being brainwashed into thinking that this is something that you need to be loving and accept, when it's something that leads to extinction. And he is clearly, Putin is clearly saying it here in this speech. Okay, so he's talking about that. And then, I wish I could play the Russian. They were taught that besides a man and a woman, there were some other genders and were offered sex change operations. He's telling that's what's going on in America, because they might not even know. Do we really want this for our country, for our future? This is unacceptable. We have our own different future. And the honest truth is, we do too. President Trump would not be talking about us making all these babies if it were not the truth about our future. He knows that once we get rid of this criminal network and all that they've done to try to destroy and truly make us extinct, that we will have a beautiful, bright future making lots and lots of babies. He specifically said that. He didn't just say we'll have wealth and health. He said we will have babies, because if we don't, it's curtains. Okay. I will tell you the good news is that we will live long, long lives. It says we'll live as long as trees. How long is that? Some of them outgrow for hundreds of years. Such a total denial of a human being. Oh, gosh, this is so disgusting. Okay. This person makes me, I'm sorry about showing you that person. It's so disgusting. Such a total denial of a human being, a rejection of faith and traditional values. This person is so disgusting. Such a total denial of our faith and traditional values. Suppression of freedom begins to look like a perverted religion, outright Satanism. Yeah. This is what, as we know, that they had on this, was it Grammys or something? Not the Grammys, some kind of music awards. He's exposing all of this for what it is. It's a ploy, it's a trick to destroy humanity, to make us extinct. And that's what it's all about. They really don't care what they have to do to destroy humanity. You know, I'm talking about the demons. And these people, okay, let me just tell you, the mark of the beast is where these people have taken in these demons and they operate through them to do these evil things, to try to destroy humanity and make us extinct. Okay, so this is the truth about what Putin says. I always like to hear what that person says, not what the mainstream media or someone else is saying about them. Okay, listen to the words that come directly out of their mouths, including Putin. Okay, especially Putin, actually. Okay, so at this, President Trump was at this. It wasn't really a rally in Iowa this past, Monday night? Anyway, whatever night it was, he was in Iowa, and I'm going to play some of the clips, but one of the things that I didn't get a clip of, but I wanted you to hear, to know what he said, it's very interesting if you listen very carefully to what he's talking about on Putin. He said Putin knew better than to go into Ukraine. And then he says, until I left. I need to grab that clip. I need to go see if I can find that clip. But Putin knew better than to go into Ukraine until I left. So what is he really saying with that? That he knew that Putin knew that, you know, that he would not be able to make his advancements. Well, true. But this had to be done when President Trump was out of office, because President Trump would clearly stop him. But they knew that, you know, that Biden would not. They would not have somehow they don't have the ability to. As much money as we've thrown into it, as much as we've, as our DOD has done over in Ukraine, they have not been able to stop Putin. Okay, and it's been awful. And the people who did the best were the ones who got out of there when the getting was good at the very, very beginning. Right? They knew, and so the ones who stayed have been in terrible peril. I just saw a video today where this guy was saying that they were being sent to the front lines in Bakhmut, and they knew they were going to get, it was certain death. They're just being used as a pawn, which is how all the wars have been run. All the wars have been proxy wars to use the people as pawns for their evil game of Risk. Really, if you are familiar with the game of Risk, they're just these, you're trying to figure out who's going to rule the world, who's going to control the world. And part of it is these wars that you foment to kill off certain people. It's just, it's straight from hell. That's why it's so beautiful when we know the truth of God's word, that this beautiful day, the millennial kingdom that we're entering into, is we will have peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it says nation won't rise against nation. This is from the book End Times and 1,000 years of peace, that we will not have war anymore. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. All right. So unless it's a true war, and we're in a true war right now, really not so much with guns and bullets. I hope and pray that this does not become tactile. But and President Trump said he will prevent World War III. Remember, he said that also. So yeah, he knew that this head of this evil beast in Ukraine, which was the head of so much of this trafficking of children and so much evil that was going on over there, financial money laundering, trafficking of drugs. All this was happening in Ukraine, and it's an NAZI headquarters over in Ukraine. And he knew that, Putin knew that, and that Putin would go in. I think that they knew this ahead of time, that Putin would go in to clean that place out, clean that out after President Trump left. This whole thing, as we've been talking about for all these years, this is a military operation. It takes a lot to get us set free from this criminal cabal. You know, this criminal network has been in place for a long, long time and has become more entrenched and in every place. They're literally everywhere. Okay, he says, should the U.S. support regime change in Russia? President Trump said, no, we should support regime change in the United States. I love it. Yes, that's far more important. The Biden administration are the ones who got us into this mess. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, I love that. I love the way he says it. Very, very clear. We need to get this Biden administration out. Regime change of that. So this is a wild ride here. Okay, so this one is about where he said he will obliterate the deep state. Check this out.
We are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. I will revoke China's most favored nation's trade status. You know, China.
Wow. He's saying it more clearly, I think, than ever before. And that's what people get it now. We're hearing it now. We're realizing that that's what has to happen. These unelected bureaucrats that have destroyed our justice system. You know, you have things that happen to you. And like, none of it's really believable. We can get justice under this current situation, under this current regime, you know, whether it's in the local level, the state level, anything that happens. You know, I had something that was stolen from me the other day. There's no way. There's no reason for me to even, fight it to try to get it back. That's the thing that is so, it's demoralizing when you think that there's nothing you can do. You can just have to just take it, It's very aggravating. But, do I want to go through even more headache and more expense? It's just, it's a wild time we're living in. But we're going to have justice on the earth. Justice will flow down the mountains. I talk about that in the book, too. Okay, so this one is where President Trump said, standing before you today, I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III. He didn't say I will end World War III. He says I will prevent it, as if they're not going to allow them to bring in World War III. You know, I know we hear all this about China and Russia and I know they would love nothing more than to have this big, gigantic world war. But President Trump says he will prevent it, and he could end it, as he said, on day one. Check it out.
China went back and started paying a fortune for the oil, and they're rich now. Iran is very rich now, and it's a much different situation than it was. Iran was ready. They were totally ready to make a deal. Then we had a bad election, really bad, and we're in a position now that we have problems that I don't think we've ever had a more dangerous time for this country and for the world. I don't think there's ever been, again, it has to do with weaponry, but I don't believe there has ever been a time like we're in right now. What they've done to our country in 2 years is unthinkable. It's unthinkable. Standing before you today, I am the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III, because I really believe you're going to have World War III.
Yeah, but he will prevent it. He will prevent it. Now, when you look at Iran, I think what he's saying, if you really listen carefully, they were very, very close to being able to get Iran set right, because the people of Iran do not have any freedom. And I've been following the hashtag Free Iran movement for many, many years, and the people have fought valiantly, and they were this close, and then the Biden administration came in. And so they want this to be, all this to be fomented in Iran. So that it went, you know, went right back. So anyway, we will see how this, it's very complicated to see how, okay, well, they're working along though with Putin. So it's politics is strange, makes strange bedfellows, doesn't it? All right. So then let's see what else did President Trump say. He said, oh, as president, I will immediately end the invasion of our southern border. Let's listen to this one.
As president, I will immediately end the invasion of our southern border. Can't mention. Okay.
Day one.
A lot of people in here. There's a lot of people in here.
And then he says, oh, it's a rally. It's a rally. So, yeah, that was so wonderful. But, yeah, so he will end that. All this day one. Day one. They know that. And it reminds me so much of when Reagan went in, he made sweeping changes that first day, and everything that Carter had done was just stymied. So that was really, really great. Okay, so now the next thing I want to talk about when we get back from the break and really get into it is Robert Kennedy Jr. started dropping red pills yesterday on this show. He was bringing out the truth about the CIA and the DOD and Tony Fauci and all this. I'm going to read some of this to you because it's such gigantic swaths. The first one I'm going to read to you is this. He was on the Jimmy Dore show. He said that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been in charge of developing bioweapons for the Pentagon since 2002. How about that for a red pill? Had a red bomb. Since 2002, he's been creating bioweapons. Robert Kennedy Jr. is not playing anymore. And in 2014, three viruses escaped from the U.S. lab. So he moved his bioweapons research to Wuhan. His bioweapons labs had to be moved there. They took the money that Cheney gave them from the Patriot Act, $2.2 billion, and they funneled it through NIH, and it all went through Anthony Fauci. So beginning in 2002, Anthony Fauci got a 68% raise from the Pentagon for doing bioweapons development, and he got a raise of $1 billion a year. And then he started doing all of this gain of function. In 2014, okay, I'm going to read the rest of it when you get back. But I'm telling you, this was amazing. I'll make sure that you have the links to all of this because this is all on my social media on freedomforce.live. But this is outrageous that who Anthony Fauci is. The truth about Anthony Fauci is coming out. And, yeah, he's going to go down. So I'll be right back after the break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, Patriots, let's keep going on Robert Kennedy Jr. And if anyone knows the truth about Fauci, it's him. He's got a bestseller out about Fauci. I think it's called The Truth About Fauci, whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you what he was saying on the Jimmy Dore show. So they took the money that Cheney gave them from the Patriot Act, $2.2 billion. They funneled it through the NIH, and it all went through Anthony Fauci. So beginning in 2002, Anthony Fauci got a 68% raise from the Pentagon for doing bioweapons development. And he got a raise of billions of dollars a year. And he started doing all this gain of function, making these killer bioweapons. In 2014, three of those bugs escaped in a high profile escapes from different labs in the U.S. Congress held hearings on it. Everybody was angry, and 300 top scientists sent letters to Obama saying that you have to shut down Fauci because he's going to create a pandemic. These people have known about him for a very long time, that he's a mad scientist. So Obama ordered a moratorium, and at that time, Fauci had 18 different gain-of-function experiments he was doing around the United States. In the U.S., he instead moved his stuff offshore to Wuhan, where he could do it out of sight of these 300 scientists and nosy White House officials who were trying to shut him down. Because you can do it. Anything for the CCP over in China. And he continued to do it with the same people he was funding here, Ralph Baric and Peter Daszak. And they moved their operation to the Wuhan lab. So I found this on Kanekoa the Great. He's always just so great. I definitely encourage you to follow him. Kanekoa the Great. So he's on Telegram and on Truth. All right. So I want you to see that. And then he also said, Robert Kennedy Jr. said, okay, I'm going to read to you this one, but there was another one I didn't put on the screen to show. He said that the remember the anthrax? Listen to this. The anthrax was sent to people who were trying to stop. What were they trying to stop? The Patriot Act. Okay, remember after 9/11, they said, "Oh, we have to have a Patriot Act because we have to fill you up at the airport, and we have to have all these rules set in place, basically removing our rights." And there were two senators who were standing in the way of getting this approved, and both of them were sent anthrax to their offices, the ones who were standing in the way of the Patriot Act. I mean, this is reminiscent of what they did with the Federal Reserve, which I'll talk to you in just a second. But so now you've got this happening to stop the Patriot Act, and it finally went through. And this anthrax, it says, was actually, when they traced it back, it was from the CIA. It was clearly from the CIA, and I'll definitely go on my social media, and you can hear Robert Kennedy Jr. giving all the details about that. But that's how they play. The CIA is dirty, dirty, dirty. Blast them into 1,000 pieces, and they will do anything, anything. We've seen what they would do on the January 6th. They will do anything to stop us from having freedom and keep their control. Robert Kennedy Jr. also said the CIA, the DOD, the Department of Defense, and Tony Fauci taught Chinese military scientists how to build weapons of mass destruction. You think that's treason? That's what you call treason with a capital T. Then teaching them how to make bioweapons. Then Bill Gates, a former CIA director and Chinese CDC director, collaborated on how to censor a lab leak at the Event 201. Okay, have you ever heard of the Event 201? This happened in October 2019. So they had this trial run, basically, okay? And they wanted to know, They wanted to make sure they would be able to censor a lab leak. If we started to say, hey, this leaked out of a lab, this was not from some wet market, this was not from some monkey, this was from a lab leak in China, as President Trump told that, they're like, you know, that's the thing forever you couldn't say or you would get banned, right? And even I think even now you can't say it on YouTube, you can say it on Twitter. But anyway, so this censoring, they were saying how you would censor, how you would, you know, they have to work together with the CIA and the big tech to censor anyone who's coming out with the truth. This is all this controlled military operation. We're clearly at war. Fauci funded the study that taught the Chinese military scientists everything in China is dual use. That lab is a military lab, and he taught them cutting edge technology for building weapons of mass destruction. In other words, the study for how to create the clones and how to create a spike protein that could attach to a human lung and transplant it onto a coronavirus. Exactly the gain of function, how they would be able to get this so it would be a killer weapon. He also funded, through Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, a technique called seamless litigation. I'm sorry, seamless ligation. Sorry about that. Seamless ligation, which is a technique for hiding human tampering on that virus after you've done it. After they've gone in and they've tampered with it, they want to show, prevent anyone from being able to identify that that has been done. In the past, you would be able to identify, oh, that has been tampered with. But with seamless ligation, then no one can tell that it has been manipulated by human interaction. Fauci gave Baric $212 million, and Baric developed a technique for hiding the human tampering. Baric taught that Xi Jingli, the Chinese bat lady, taught that to her. USAID gave 10 times what Fauci did. The DOD was there. Why were they in there teaching Chinese scientists how to build weapons of mass destruction? The USAID is a CIA front group. How about that? The USAID is a CIA front group. Offices, to be honest, it's all controlled by them. Whether it's Twitter, you know, Facebook, you know, YouTube, all this is a CIA front group. They have controlled everything of consequence. Echo Health Alliance is a CIA front group. The CIA models this outbreak, modeled the outbreak in 2019 twice. The second time at that event 201 I was talking about. So they did this as a trial run. Who was at the event 201? Avril Haines co-hosted it with Bill Gates, and the head of the Chinese CDC, George Gao, was there. The virus was already circulating in Wuhan, but nobody knew it. But George Gao had to know it, that this virus was there, and it was already operating when they did this event 201 in October 2019. He was the head of the Chinese CDC and their number one expert on coronaviruses. He comes to New York, October 2019, sits down with Avril Haines, the former director of the CIA, today the director of national intelligence, the top spy in our country. Remember that name, Avril Haines. And they do a four-part simulation, and the fourth part is where George Gao and Avril Haines are talking about how do we get the social media to censor if people say this is from a lab leak. They could not let the truth come out. So that was what Robert Kennedy Jr., amazing patriot, was exposing on the Jimmy Dore show. And I want to make sure that you not only saw the clip, but I want you to hear exactly what he was exposing. Love it. Let's just, everything we see out of Robert Kennedy Jr., let's all listen to it, digest it, and share it. Okay. Now, I wanted you also to hear about this book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I have heard about that book. I have not ever read it. I've watched several videos about the Federal Reserve, but I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and and listen to it on this video. There's a YouTube video right here called The Creature from Jekyll Island audiobook by G. Edward Griffin. Full audiobook on my library channel. This is the full audiobook. It's almost 8 hours. I'm probably about halfway through it. And so, you know, the first chapter is really the most important one to watch, even if you can't listen to the 8 hours. He goes into, you know, how they've done this in detail, year after year after year, you know, every, you know, 5 years. Oh, this is failing. Oh, that is failing. It's just like Lucy with the football. It's like, how many times do we have to be tricked before we all wake up and smell the coffee? So this is what, I really think that's what Lucy with the football, it really is. It's like, wake up. All right. So he goes into great detail and he talks about how they, these bankers basically started this cartel. They said, okay, I'm going to make it simple. I have to make it simple for me. Okay. So imagine you are, a drug dealer and you've got, you know, you are trying to control the drug trade in your area, and you know that this person is strong and that person is strong. And rather than compete, you decided, you know what, let's work together. And so you control the South and I'll control the East and this guy will control the West. And then anyone who is a little fish, a little guy, we will either control them or squash them. Okay. That's what they did with the banks. That's what they did at the at Jekyll Island when they met over there. They decided we will control the banking industry, and we will have only our people there, and we will go through step by step to destroy the little guys. And then basically they are doing 10 – you put the money, your money in the bank. You know, let's say you have $1 million and you put your $1 million in the bank. They loan out or – put into the stock market 10 times that amount. They are leveraging it 10 times. They have made it, so in the past, then it made it difficult because if they would try to transfer money from here to there, well, if they weren't in their cartel, then the gig would be up and that bank would go belly up just like the SVB did. But now, if they're all in on it, then nobody ever finds out that they don't really have the cash reserves. That's what happens. So that's what, you know, and they have to have more and more in on the game to cover their tracks, cover the money that's going out. All right. So that's basically what he's talking about in this book, how they set this up and how they've worked for years. And every like 5, 6, 10 years, they had this gigantic crash. And, you know, and it's part of their whole process of controlling the financial markets. Okay. And the thing is, the Americans we're sick of it. We're sick of it because you know better than to put your money in the stock market, because it's worse than going to Vegas and putting it all on black. It's going to crash. You just don't know when. Okay. It's just the whole thing is, you think, oh, well, I would like to invest in, this company because I believe in this company, but it's not like that. You know, it's not a free market. And that's what's going to happen in the millennial kingdom. These people who've been affecting our finances so long, they're going to be done. They're going to be gone. They're not going to be able to do that anymore. So anyway, I want you to be aware of that and to watch that on, listen to that, maybe even just the first chapter, and just to understand what happened. G. Edward Griffin wrote this book, and you can also get it on, and you can get the Kindle or whatever on Amazon. So then also right here, but you can listen to it right there on that YouTube. Here's a short clip about it. So I thought this might be helpful.
Island. The battle over a central bank is an issue that goes back to the beginning of America. The Federalists, led by Alexander Hamilton, wanted the new American government to resemble the British Empire with their own Bank of England. They were opposed by Jeffersonian Republicans, who understood a central bank to be a dangerous institution of corruption that would benefit a politically connected minority. Both sides saw their share of victories and defeats, leading to the establishment of the first Bank of the United States under Washington, ended by Jeffersonians in 1811. A second Bank of the United States was created in 1815 and then ended by Andrew Jackson in 1836.
Okay, did you see that? Jefferson ended the first bank that was started by Washington, and Andrew Jackson Andrew Jackson stopped the second one. I just posted a video this morning of President Trump speaking at Andrew Jackson's home in Tennessee, where I'm from, at his 250th birthday. Okay. And so talking about what a great patriot he was and how the powers that be, like John Quincy Adams, thought it was the most horrible thing that could ever happen was for Andrew Jackson to be elected president. He said, sounds familiar, huh? And that he was just trying to stop how they were doing this all for the, quote, elites. So I really, and he, if you remember, President Trump put a picture of Andrew Jackson in his Oval Office because of great respect he had for him. And he also said in that speech, he talked about Jefferson, because they were both trying to make sure that the elite did not control, I say quote elite, control the finances in our country, because they would certainly end the freedom for everyone in America.
Older than any American central bank, however, was the dollar, which began as a Spanish silver coin widely used in the colonies. During the Revolutionary War, America tried its hand at paper currency, not backed by gold or silver. The result was the Continental Congress acquiring resources and military service from Americans in exchange for an unstable currency that collapsed in value.
That currency that was not backed by gold collapsed. Hello. Did you know that? So that's the same situation that we're in right now, because that's how they can print money after money after money, because there's nothing backing it. They can just print it. As this guy, he literally said, there's an infinite amount of money in the Federal Reserve, because they can just, you know, they don't even have to print it anymore. They just add a zero. It's horrible.
The result was, in 1792, the establishment of a national currency based in gold and silver. The new U.S. Mint would mold coins in a patriotic design, but the weight of silver remained the same as the Spanish dollar. With currencies around the world all backed by gold and silver, global trade benefited from what is called the classical gold standard. This international gold standard provided an automatic market mechanism for checking the inflationary potential of government. If a country, like Mexico, inflated their paper pesos, the inevitable result would be gold leaving the country when foreign banks redeemed their Mexican paper money for the proper amount of gold and silver. While the ability to redeem gold internationally imposed a level of discipline on national governments, interventions in domestic economies still managed to create the booms and busts we see in business cycles. Often, through some sort of government privilege, banks would be legally protected to print money not backed by gold, which would spur investment into projects that otherwise would not be profitable, resulting in a bust. After a particularly bad financial crisis in 1907, the result of bad banking policies first imposed during the Civil War, major Wall Street banks decided to promote the creation of a new central bank that could be depended on to bail them out during a financial crisis. The Wall Street bankers and their allied politicians understood that it would be difficult to get the American public to create such a powerful and dangerous government tool. In planning the creation of this new bank, they met in secret locations, like Jekyll Island, Georgia, using fake names. They plotted a national propaganda campaign to sell the public and elected officials on the plan by any means necessary. In 1912, Woodrow Wilson was elected president in a three-way race with less than 42% of the vote. A year later, he would sign into law the creation of the Federal Reserve. Shortly after, the costs of World War I would force governments around the world to begin massively inflating their currencies, which would result as the end of the gold standard. So, if the classical gold standard worked so well, why did it break down? It broke down because governments were entrusted with the task of keeping their monetary promises, of seeing to it that pounds, dollars, francs, etc., were always redeemable in gold, as they and their controlled banking system had pledged. Governments were incentivized to allow banks to print far more paper money than gold on hand than they could in a free market. It was not gold that failed. It was the folly of trusting the government to keep its promises.
Isn't that a great video? The Creature from Jekyll Island by MISES Media. Awesome. Yeah, the problem was trusting the government with the money and not having it backed by gold. And that was one of the first things that was ever said on the board, was that gold will destroy the Fed, and not, you know, just it, the Federal Reserve or anyone who's printing money. This will stop. Now, if you notice, all these other countries, the BRICS countries, are getting together and they are trading on based on gold. And so, you know, America's going to have to follow suit, because this is going to crash the American economy and the banking system in America, because no one's gonna buy their assets because they know it's just a bunch of fluff. It's just a bunch of paper. No one wants a wheelbarrow full of paper. So, you know, President Trump knows this. The White Hats know this. And this is what's going to happen to end their rule over us. As I've said before, Habakkuk 2 says that they'll be left penniless and helpless. And that those who've plundered many nations, we will now plunder them. This is what it talks about in Habakkuk 2. And I talk about this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. Also, I wanted you to see on this book right here, End Times, This is Biblical, number 17. I want you to see real quick, it talks about so many chapters here of 17 Bible stories that we're seeing with our very eyes. But the story about Josiah, you might not be aware of. This is about Josiah went in and removed all the Asherah poles, all the Baal worship. He removed all of that. The history of in the 1 Kings and 2 Kings, I can just summarize it like this. They'd have good king, and then they have bad king, bad king, bad king. And then they'd have a good king, and then it'd be bad king, bad king, bad king, bad king, bad king. They would just, and then the society would follow whatever the bad king would do. Even if there were people who were wanting to have things done righteously, it was the power structure made it next to impossible. And we've experienced that. We've fought so hard, and it's hard to get anything done because of the control that they have over us. But anyway, so he went in, and I just wanted you to see this. This is from the book. This is End Times. This is Biblical. The history of most kings of Israel was that whether they knew the law of Moses or didn't know the law of Moses, they did what they wanted to do anyway, but not Josiah. He was determined to follow the law of Moses now that he had discovered it. He tore down all the Asherah poles and ground them to dust. He executed the priests of Baal on their own altars, and Josiah tore down all the pagan altars everywhere he could find them throughout the land. He got rid of the psychics and the household gods and every detestable practice. Go Josiah. So that's what we're going to experience too. This is basically the whole premise of this book, is that everything that we've seen in the past, that we've read in all these Bible stories, whether it's about Samson or let me go back to the top. You can see the contents. Moses, Joseph, Jacob, Noah, Balaam, Jehoshaphat, Elijah, Daniel, Esther, all these amazing stories that we've heard all of our lives are being played out before our eyes, and Josiah is one of them, because that's how it's going to happen. Just like under the rule of Josiah, they now had righteous rule. But the good thing is, it's not going to end. There was a great weeping when he died, but the great thing is, here we're going to enter into 1,000 years of peace, the rule of Christ on earth, and this will not end. It'll be 1,000 years of peace. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for your promises that we can hold on to even in this wild ride. And thank you that you make it clear to our hearts that this is the truth, and that we can count on every word that comes out of your mouth. And thank you that you wrote this down, and no one can really change it. They might try to manipulate it, but they can't change it. And so thank you that you speak to us and help us to understand it. Thank you for our President Trump. Thank you for all these who are on the front lines. We pray for them. We pray for your protection over them. And we just put our trust in you that you're going to destroy all their plots and schemes against us, whether it's Fauci or the Fed. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I will see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.